Hey everyone, welcome back to Movie Morning, and today we finally got the trailer for what is a lot of people's, but maybe not myself, most anticipated movie of the entire year, and that is Joker Folie à Deux, and I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, if not slightly Americanized, I guess you could say, but I don't have a French accent or whatever the phrase is from, so I'm not going to try to pronounce it correctly because I think I'm just going to sound stupid, so that's as good as I'm going to get with the pronunciation. But when it comes to Joker 2, which is what I'm mostly going to be referring to it as because the title is really long, is it's a movie that I've been very intrigued and interested in, more so than I've been super excited. When they first announced that they were doing a sequel, I was definitely on the side of thinking the first one should have been left alone and worked very well as a solo movie. And interestingly, when it comes to that first movie, I believe it was one of the first movies I ever reviewed on Movie Morning back in 2019, which was nearly 5 years ago, so that's fascinating, and I loved it. And again, let's be very clear, I loved the first movie, but I thought it worked so well as a standalone movie that continuing it would really diminish that movie. But Joaquin Phoenix won an Oscar from it, they made $1 billion, and here we are with a sequel. Now, when they first announced they were making it, I was definitely pretty hesitant. A few things right off the bat that stuck out to me were that they were definitely taking their time with it, because we didn't really hear anything on a sequel until I believe like by 2022 when we heard it was officially happening and they'd written the script. And we also heard at the same time that Lady Gaga would be in the movie as Harley Quinn. And while I loved that casting choice, and I thought that could go in some interesting directions, the announcement that came with it was that the movie would be partly a musical. And that, to say the least, had me very confused, because that is not in any way compatible with what the first movie was, which was a Taxi Driver, King of Comedy-esque, Martin Scorsese-style drama that was nominated for Best Picture and tons of Academy Awards. 1-2, I believe, and I just didn't understand what they were doing. Now, when the set photos came out, it just looked more like more of the first movie, so again, the musical aspect of what's going on. Well, we finally got the teaser trailer, and call me surprised. Now, I'm not going to spend too long talking about this trailer, because I do have a couple of episodes, a couple of reviews coming out this weekend, so I don't think I need to oversaturate the market or my own show with tons of stuff, but when it comes to this trailer, I thought it looked pretty fantastic. Now, the thing is, I think as a whole, the trailer doesn't necessarily diminish a lot of my fears going into this movie. The biggest one being, do we really even need a sequel to Joker? And the second one being, how is the musical aspect gonna work? And why would, based off people who enjoyed the first movie, why that would necessarily be compatible with a sequel? Now, I've said before and I'll mention it again, I would say musicals are arguably my least favorite genre, but when they're done right, I can love them just as much as most people. Like, La La Land is one of my favorite, I would go as far as saying maybe one of my favorite movies, period. I loved Spielberg's West Side Story. I really enjoyed movies like In the Heights. So when they're done well, I can enjoy them, but a lot of times they do great on me. Like, even a movie like Wonka, I thought was massively brought down by its musical numbers. When it comes to Joker Folie à Deux and this trailer, visually, it looks absolutely stunning, and in every way, it very much looks like an upgrade from the first film. The makeup, everything like that is obviously great. Even, like, musical choices in this trailer that were fantastic. It has come out that the movie might be a bit more of a jukebox musical with, like, 15 of already created musical numbers that aren't original to this movie, which I personally arguably would still consider a musical, but that just seems like a ton of musical numbers. And this trailer doesn't give me the vibe that there's going to be 15 or 16 or whatever, but at the same time, those could just be songs playing in the background, which I think would fit in with this world. But this trailer definitely has elements of a musical, very slow panning shots of characters just dancing. And while, again, all of it looks beautiful, again, the Harley Quinn look looks great. I think Lady Gaga is going to do a fantastic job, and I'm probably the most excited to see her as Harley Quinn based off her performance in movies like A Star Is Born, which are great. And I am looking forward to see how Joaquin is going to maybe freshen up his performance to make it interesting, because he infamously does not do sequels and doesn't like returning to his characters. And the fact that he came back from this, there must have been something there. And even then, how long they've taken with it, I think there needs to be something of interest. Tons of fantastic shots in the trailer, like when Joker's walking up to Harley for the first time, when they're at the concert, or even the shot at the end where that's been blowing up on Twitter this morning and today of, you know, Harley Quinn using her lipstick to draw a smile, and then Joker just perfectly fitting in it. It's such a great shot that mirrors one of the first shots we ever got of this franchise, I guess you could say now, where We had those flashing images of Arthur Fleck and Joker. And based off this trailer, it seems like they're still going to continue one of the most interesting aspects of the first movie, which is the dichotomy between the scenes that are, could be in Arthur's mind, but also the stuff that's definitely happening in real life. And while the first movie doesn't definitively answer them, it seems like the sequel is just going to be just as ambiguous, because there are some scenes, in particular the Arkham Hospital scene or whatever it was, Arkham Hotel, sorry, or whatever it was related to Arkham that was in the background of the Joker and Harley dancing. That definitely, in my opinion, has to be a made-up scene, because there's no way in any real universe that we'd ever make a hotel named after Arkham. So stuff like that is definitely going to be made up. While at the same time, I think a lot of the stuff in the psych ward is definitely happening. But I'm just really curious as to how much of the Harley Quinn stuff and how much of the dance numbers and the stuff where they're outside when, like, the romance is happening, because the first movie obviously had a fake romance going on in Arthur's head. How much of that stuff is really real? Now, I'm really curious by the decision that Todd Phillips made to not make Harley Quinn Joker's, you know, psychiatric doctor and instead just have her be another patient. I think that's a far less interesting direction in terms of just character, in terms of just a story direction for a character to be related if they're just the same. But at the same time, I think adapting something like Batman Mad Love into this universe wouldn't really make any sense. I mean, the Harley Quinn that Paul Dini created for the animated series just under 30 years ago now, is a character who, based off that alone and how eccentric she is, isn't, again, fully compatible with this version of Joker. So I understand you have to change up the story, but I hope you don't lose what makes Harley Quinn Harley Quinn. And I feel like the first movie did a great job of maintaining the core of Joker while taking the lore in a really different direction. So again, the shots look beautiful. I think story-wise, it's set a lot more outside of Arkham or wherever Joker's held up in the psychiatric hospital than I was expecting. But at the same time, I think visually this movie just looks so gorgeous that I was almost won over immediately. And I understand I focus a lot on visuals. Film is a visual medium. I want movies to look great. But I just think in terms of the story, more so than I anticipated, as the trailer continued to play, I grew more and more intrigued of where the story could be going and how exactly Harley and Joker's relationship are going to affect, you know, the cult of Jokers that was created based off the first movie. And even the scene of Arthur running away from the fake Jokers, what does that mean? I mean, I'm just really intrigued story-wise what this movie could be doing. And one thing that I will give it credit for right off the bat is I do think, just from the trailer alone, it's very clear that this movie is going to be much, much more original than the first movie. Because when it comes to the first Joker, although I loved it, I think a lot of people have soured on it over time. Part of that is just because of the natural way that whenever a movie gets popular, we need to start hating it for some stupid reason. But another thing is I actually do think that the Taxi Driver, King of Comedy comparisons, as I've grown older and watched a lot more movies similar to the first Joker, it is noticeable how much influence and just straight up things that movie is just ripping off from other movies. And I think this film, I think Todd Phillips heard you when you said that. And I really do think that when it comes to this movie, he's going to make, that's the reason he went in this direction, because there's something we can really explore. Now, the trailer starts off with this really interesting line about how, you know, music can, I don't know what the line was about, but definitely about how music relates to us emotionally. And that line just makes me so curious to see exactly what this movie is, because that line just feels so disconnected from what we see in this trailer, which to me seems like a mad trip between Harley and Joker, as they have this fantasy of a romance. But I'm so curious as to whether Harley and Joker and their romance and them being out in the real world is real or made up in their minds. And I think there's so much interesting things to explore down those avenues if the film is going to go that way. I really hope it doesn't make everything abundantly real. I hope they still maintains the aspect of Joker being an unreliable narrator. That's one of the things that made the first movie so great. And based off the trailer, I think it will do that. And based off the trailer as a whole, this film seems like it's going to be that's going to be a lot more fun to watch than the first. But I hope it still has a lot of the commentary that the first one did. And I'm really curious to see, awards-wise, how this movie is going to play, being that it's a sequel, but it very much still is in line with the genre of the first. And the first movie being nominated, I believe, for like upwards of 10 Oscars and then winning 2. I mean, Hildur's score is obviously going to be great once again. So as a whole, I really liked this trailer. I don't know if my skepticism for this movie has been demolished entirely, but I am a lot more excited to see it based off this trailer. I think it could be more, again, more of a fun movie than the first, which is weird of something you'd want from this franchise. But again, it just looks very intriguing. And I think, again, it increased my curiosity even more with this trailer. And I would say also bumped up my excitement a few notches. I'm not going to say this is one of my most anticipated movies of the year, but I do think there's potential for this to be a very special movie. And I am looking forward to see it on October 4th or whenever it's coming out. Thank you guys so much for listening. As always, make sure to come back in a couple days for my review of Civil War, as well as Ghostbusters Frozen Empire, which I finally watched. Thank you guys so much for listening. I will catch you all next time. Bye-bye.